The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
It's 11 minutes after 12, and if you've just joined us, welcome to Radio Veritas. It is the Holy Hour, coming to you live on 576 AM, otherwise on 870 DSTV Audio Bouquet. My name is Shayla, and I look forward to taking down your prayer intentions on 011-452-7115. That's the number to dial with your prayer intentions. You can also SMS the prayer intentions to 41809. That's 41809 at a cost of R1.50. Today's Mass celebrant is Father Thabo Motiba OMI. He's already here in the studio with us, and we'll begin Mass slightly earlier than normal. We'll start at around 12:22, so we have about 10 minutes to take down your prayer intentions. Remember that during the month of August, Pope Francis asked us to pray for sports, that sports may be an opportunity for friendly encounters between peoples and may contribute to peace in the world. He also asked us to pray for living the gospel, that Christians may live the gospel, giving witness to faith, honesty, and love of neighbor. Let's get to our calls, Ashton. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, you're on Veritas.
Hello, Shayla, it's Gugu speaking. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you, Gugu?
I'm well, thanks, Shayla.
That's lovely.
And I'd just like to put myself on the altar. I'm preparing for board exams next week, and I'm panicking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just ask the Lord to give me peace and wisdom to be able to prepare properly and respect Him. So thank you.
All right. All of the best to you, and we'll keep you in our prayers, eh? Thank you so much for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello? Well then, the number to dial with your prayer intentions is 011-452-7115. Let's try the next line, Ashton. Good afternoon. All right. From our SMS prayer intentions, we have the intention from Greg and Ruth in Cape Town, who asks us to please offer up Mass for the late Reverend Deacon Gerald Finnan. May his soul and the souls of all the departed rest in peace. Amen. Remember that that number to dial with prayer intentions is 011-452-7115. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Good day, Sheila. How are you?
Well, thanks. And how are you? Is that Bertha?
That's right.
Yes, Bertha, good to hear from you. Who are we praying for today?
Today, it's my late husband's birthday. He would have been 85.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would like you to put his name on the altar.
Yeah.
And also for my family, my children, and my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And just put them all on the altar.
Yeah.
And Sheila, for yourself, your family, for Radio Veritas, doing such a really good job. And thank you for everything.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks for the call, Bertha. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You on Veritas, hello?
How are you, Sheila? I'm not feeling okay.
Thank you so much. And how are you, Zwendile?
I'm great.
That's good. That's good. I trust you had a lovely Women's Day yesterday, hey?
Yes, that was very interesting.
All right. Okay, so Zwendile, who are we praying for today?
For all the women that will meet, be wanting and be supporting to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I also pray for all the souls in Sikatori.
Mm-hmm.
And for peace.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the call. You too, Zwendile. Thank you so much for the call. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You on Veritas, hello?
Good afternoon, Sheila. This is Margaret speaking from Durban. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you, Margaret?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good.
My next intention, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
For the repose of the soul of Rachel Augustine,
mm-hmm.
and also to thank the Lord for all the blessings and graces and everything that He has done for my family and for myself. Thank you, Sheila. God bless.
God bless you too, Margaret. Go well.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Hello, hi. Hello, hello, Sheila.
Hi, who am I speaking to? Okay, I'm going to ask you to please turn down the volume on the radio. Please turn down the volume on your radio, and then we can carry on with your prayer intentions. Johanna asked us to pray for the Brain, Paulson, Algil families, and for healing, as well as for mercies for Avogan. That comes from Johanna. Let's get back to our caller, Ashton. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Is that Sheila speaking?
Yes, it is. Who am I speaking to?
Cecilia from Newland East Durban.
Cecilia, good to have you on the line. What are we praying for today?
I'm praying for my sister Desiree that's got a heart problem in hospital. I'm praying that may the Lord bless her and heal her and that may she recover soon from hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking if you can put her on the altar on my petition.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll do, Cecilia. Thank you so much for the call,
you.
God bless.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello? Hello, good afternoon. All right then. From our SMSs, we have here a prayer intention that says, please place on the altar the intentions of my family, healing my son Tsako for his farming project to be a success and for the repose of the soul of all those who have passed on. Another intention that came through earlier asked us to pray for brother Papi Modualta, Modutla, for his strange dreams that frightens him a lot, and that comes from Sema Kaleng of St. Vincent in Tembisa. And then Tsepiso asks us to please pray for Sizwe, whom God used in something very dear to his or her heart. Another intention here says, praying, please place on the altar ourselves for God to change our lives and for a miracle to come our way. And that comes from the Dos Santos family. Also remember the intentions of the Pacheco family. We remember the intentions of Vina. We pray for the repose of the soul of Paolo, the repose of the souls of Mark James and all those who have passed on. Remember the intentions of Michelle, the intentions of Connie, Booty and Denise. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Speaking to Paula, my darling.
Paula, how are you feeling today?
I'm not well, my darling, but I'll get there.
Please, thanks be to God, yeah.
I'd like to place myself up on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to also pray our Holy Father to pass the intention for the priest celebrating Mass.
Mm-hmm.
For our bishop,
mm-hmm.
bishops, and for the Maranatha Church, and for Radio Veritas, and for a lady of our parish who passed away. Her name is Maura.
Uh-huh.
She passed away, I think, yesterday. I'm not 100% sure. And I'd like to pray for the sick and the dying. You know, they have no one with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's difficult when you have no one near you. And I pray that all the people pray for the living and the dead.
Yeah.
The sick and the dying.
Mm-hmm.
And for Father.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of you. For everyone, the holy souls in purgatory.
Thank you.
You know, there's so much, and it was what is in my heart.
Yeah.
For vocation, mm-hmm. for our children of Africa.
Yes.
That we may be a rainbow nation. And your show yesterday
mm-hmm.
was so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I pray with all my heart that all women live the way they captured us to love each other.
Yeah.
It was too beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much, Paula. Thank you, really.
Really and truly, it was a treat.
Amen.
And I'd like to pray for my brother-in-law, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to lunch. And all my family. Oh, you're all my family.
Thanks,
and
Paula.
For those that have left the church to come home.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're most welcome. Thanks for the
God
call.
God bless you.
God bless you too, eh? Bye-bye. Bye. You're on Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sheila. It's Marie speaking. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
I'm all right, thank you, Sheila.
That's good.
Could you please put the name of my son, Nicholas, today? He's going overseas for business. I'm a bit scared about the traveling, so please put his name. It's called Nicholas.
All right.
Thank you so much, Sheila, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too, eh?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You on Veritas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sheila.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Joseph at Midrand.
Joseph, how are you today?
Oh, God is good.
That's very good. I think we spoke some time ago about your business.
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
That's good. All right, good to hear some laughter in your voice.
Yes.
Yes, Joseph.
Today, I'd like to place my intention to Linda Chauke.
Yeah.
He's at the hospital in Tembisa.
Mm.
So tomorrow, there will be an operation.
Yeah.
He's got broken bones.
Oh, my. Yes.
Yes. That God may help him.
Mm.
That the operation may go well.
Yes.
And God bless the hands of the doctors that are going to touch Linda.
Mm-hmm.
And also...
Yeah.
Linda's mom,
yes.
Nomsa Chauke,
mm-hmm.
today she's turning 50 birthday.
Oh, wow. All
yes.
Right. All right. Happy birthday to her, eh?
Yes. May God bless her.
Amen.
And give her many, many more years to come.
Amen to that.
Yes.
All right, Joseph. Thank you so much for the call, eh?
Thank you very much.
God bless.
Bye-bye. I love you all.
Oh, thank you so much, and God loves you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You on Veritas, hello?
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, how are you?
You know who it is.
Philomena.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, Philomena.
Sheila, I'm all right, thanks. But I'm moving house at the end of the month, and I'm just studying it. You know, when you get in your 80s, it's not very easy.
Anyway, please,
can you put my intentions on the altar?
Mm-hmm.
Also, of course, for Claire and for my grandson. He has had an interview for work a couple of weeks ago with her, nothing since. But anyway,
yeah.
Keep hoping.
Yes.
And for you all at Radio Veritas.
Thank you.
And all your intentions.
Thank you so much.
Father Emma for healing for him.
Mm-hmm.
And for everything, sometimes I can't think straight. For anything, for everything that's in my heart and in my mind.
Okay. All right, Philomena, will do. Thank you so much for the call.
God bless you, Sheila.
God bless you too, and all of the best.
Bye-bye.
We'll take the last call before we begin with Mass. Good afternoon, you on Veritas. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sheila. It's Marion. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Good to hear from you, Marion. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
That's lovely. Yes, Marion.
My message today is for all those in the Lawrence family on this feast of St. Lawrence.
Yeah.
And for a special intention for my own family.
Okay.
Thank you, Sheila.
You're most welcome. Thanks for the
call,
Marion. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We also had the intentions from Bernadette asking us to pray for healing for all those who are sick and not well at the moment. With that said, we begin with Mass as today we take the readings from the feast day of St. Lawrence. We begin with Mass right after the entrance hymn.
Yeah. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My dear brothers and sisters, let us now call to mind our sins, so as to prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. I confess
to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us. May He forgive us our sins, and may He bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, giver of the ardor of love for you, by which St. Lawrence was outstandingly faithful in serving St. Glorious in martyrdom, grant that we may love what he loved and put into practice what he taught, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Our reading today is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your resources and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It goes well for the man who deals generously and lends.
It goes well for the man who deals generously and lends.
Bless the man who fears the Lord, who takes great delight in his commandments. His descendants shall be powerful on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed.
It goes well for the man who deals generously and lends.
It goes well for the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He will never be moved. Forever shall the just be remembered.
It goes well for the man who deals generously and lends.
He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart, he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart, he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes.
It goes well for the man who deals generously and lends.
Open-handed he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His might shall be exalted in glory.
It goes well for the man who deals generously and lends.
I am the light of the world, says the Lord. He who follows me will have the light of life.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly, truly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there shall my servants be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This Gospel, as it is read, it, for me, highlights who St. Lawrence was about. This man was a deacon in the early church when the church was still fairly young and was persecuted. And he had been entrusted with the treasury of the church by the Pope of the time. So, as I have mentioned that the church was under persecution at that time, time came when he and his fellow deacons and other officials of the church had to be killed or beheaded. And when it was time for him to die, he was asked to come over and he should bring the treasury of the church with him. And when St. Lawrence came to face his death, he was surrounded by the poor, the blind, the lame, the injured, the hurt. And when he arrived, he said to them, "These are the treasures of the church." St. Lawrence had given up his life for the church. He had given up his all for the church, and he died for the church. Our church is standing today, and his blood is one of the many bloods that watered its growth. And today, while we celebrate the life of the church, we should, like Saint Lawrence, remember that there are many poor in their many faces. Those are the poor that we as Christians are called to go and touch. We are called to go and revive their dignity as human beings, to go and present Christ to them, that they become Christians and their faith be revived as well, and we have to journey with them so that they may become saints. This is the call that comes to us in our daily lives, that we have to go out there and touch those that need to be touched in a special way so that they may feel the presence of Christ through us. Those who are in our lives and have done us wrong, they need our touch. Those who are in our lives and they have hurt us and they have said things that are bad, and those who are in our lives and we feel that we don't want to be a part of them anymore, they need our touch. And this is the touch that will draw them closer to God, so that in their dignity as human beings, they too may come to know Christ and may ultimately become saints. So we ask in a special way that St. Lawrence may intercede for us and may also present to the Lord the intercessions and the prayers that we have put on the altar, and all of those prayers and petitions that lie deep within our hearts, those especially that we don't even have words to present, we ask that they may be heard by God through the intercessions of St. Lawrence. Thank you. Pray now, my dear brothers and sisters, that this, my sacrifice and yours, may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Receive with fervor, O Lord, the offerings we joyfully make on the feast day of St. Lawrence, and grant that they become a help to our salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy, you give ardor to their faith. To their endurance, you grant firm resolve. And in their struggle, the victory is yours. Through Christ our Lord, therefore all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we, with all the hosts of angels, cry out, and without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Booty and Duncan, our bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Saviour's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us now offer each other the sign of peace. Peace be with you. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
nourished by these sacred gifts, we humbly implore you, Lord, that the homage of dutiful service which we render on the Feast of St. Lawrence may bring us an increase of your saving grace through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God touch your lives, and may He bless each and every one of you this day, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Let us go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Now 12:56. This has been a live broadcast of Mass right here on Radio Veritas. Father Tabu, thank you so much for this beautiful celebration of Mass. Also, thanks to everyone who joined us here in the studio, not forgetting our technical producer, Ashton, and of course to all our listeners. Thanks so much for the support. Until tomorrow at the same time, God bless you and ciao ciao for now.
My hand will say, I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will say, finest bread I will provide till their hearts be satisfied. I will